And the Bible says he shall be called a Nazarene. Okay? Now, in our modern day, when you see a picture of Jesus Christ, what does it look like? It looks like a girly man with long hair that you could easily beat up in a fight. Right? Almost every depiction of Jesus is you've got a girly-looking person with long hair, right? Which is usually, you know, white in complexion, like an American or a European Jesus, right? Sometimes you go to other countries, they have a different, you know, skin tone. Which, here's the thing, we don't know exactly what Jesus looked like. I don't think he looked like a white American just simply from, you know, his mom wouldn't have looked like a white American from the part of the world that they're in. We don't know an exact depiction, but here's the thing. Even though I don't know exactly what Jesus looked like, I can tell you what he did not look like. He did not look like the most recent picture you saw of Jesus with long hair. You say, why? Because the Bible says it's a shame for men to have long hair. Right. Now, here's the thing. The justification, and you know what's interesting about this? You can go before Jesus Christ, and I can tell you what Julius Caesar looks like accurately. There's lots of statues, remains of what Julius Caesar looked like. People know. I mean, probably many people here say, yeah, you say Julius Caesar, I've got the picture in my head of exactly what it looks like, and that is a very accurate representation. It's interesting, we don't have one of Jesus. You know why? Because I don't think that God wanted us to know what Jesus looked like. Because if you had a painting of what he looked like, you know what people are going to do? It's like they're going to start worshiping the painting. Right? They're going to worship the creature rather than the creator because Jesus made all things. And that's not what God wants you to do. But here's the thing. People say, well, Jesus had long hair because he was from Nazareth. And what they're referring to is the Nazarite vow. Now, first off, not every guy in Nazareth took the Nazarite vow. In fact, it would be a pretty rare thing. It's not a common thing to take the Nazarite vow. And so first thing I would say is, well, he lived in Nazareth. Okay, where does it say he took the Nazarite vow? Right? But let me just show you what the Bible says about the Nazarite vow where men would have long hair. Number 6, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon his head, until the days be fulfilled, in the which he separateth himself unto the Lord, he shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. One part of the Nazarite vow, which in my opinion this is not around today, it was for a small group of people at a specific time. But here's the thing. One part of that is not cutting your hair as a guy. The other part of that was not drinking any alcohol or vinegar, which is like grape juice double fermented, you know, from taking wine and fermenting it a second time. Nor eating moist grapes. Right? The Bible says you can't eat moist grapes or dried. So that's the raisins. You can't eat raisins. Now, when I first got saved in college, I went to a lot of Christian Bible studies. And in Christian Bible studies, there are a lot of guys with long hair. And what they would say is, I took the Nazarite vow. And it's like, pretty much all of these, you know, men, I don't really want to say men, right, with long hair, these same people also went drinking on the weekends. It's like, really, what part of the Nazarite vow did you take? Because if you drink alcohol, I'm sorry, but you didn't take the Nazarite vow. Right. Or you never eat grapes? You never eat raisins? It's like most people have eaten those things before. I mean, to be honest, you know, because grapes are less expensive in the U.S. Growing up in the U.S., my favorite fruit was grapes. I would eat them all the time. Right? I mean, most people have eaten grapes or raisins or grape juice or alcohol. I mean, people have done these things. And so here's the thing. It's like, if he took the Nazarite vow, that means you could never find a verse that would say Jesus ever drank alcohol, which is true because he never drank alcohol. When it says, you know, he turned water into wine and he drank grape juice at the Last Supper, because drinking alcohol is sin. The word wine can be used for alcoholic or non-alcoholic. But when he drank grape juice at the Lord's Supper, you know, take, drink, for this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins. Well, here's the thing. If he had long hair and took the Nazarite vow, then why is he drinking grape juice? Because then he's violating and he's sinning, and whoops, I can't die for the sins of the world anymore. Right? I mean, that's ridiculous. There's no indication he took the Nazarite vow, and you can prove he did not because he drank grape juice. Right. You say, what are you saying, Brother Stuckey? I'm saying a picture of Jesus is not accurate. Right. He had short hair.
Right.
He looked like a man. And in fact, during that time period, most of your jobs are very heavy, intensive labor. And so being, you know, not very manly at all is not going to be accurate. I mean, if you're a hard worker back then, it's a tough life. You're probably going to have some muscle from it. Right? And so these pictures of Jesus are not accurate. And you know what it's called? And look, this is just a fact. I mean, I've been to the most famous, you know, art place in the world, the Louvre in Paris, France. And you know what? I was a teenager at the time. I was on a soccer trip. And it's like, you know what the Louvre is, where the Mona Lisa is and all this stuff? There's like a bunch of just statues of naked guys everywhere. Naked statues and like pornographic pictures. I mean, it's filled in the Louvre. That's what's considered art by the world standards. Right? Here's the thing. I mean, if you look at these paintings of Jesus, they're usually painted by homosexuals. So what takes place? Well, let's just paint them like ourselves. It's a fact. I mean, those paintings are not accurate, and I can prove it to you with the Word of God because of the fact he drank grape juice, proving he didn't take the Nazarite vow. So if he did not take the Nazarite vow, it is a shame for a man to have long hair.
Right.
I mean, doth not even nature teach you that? By nature, naturally, you just realize as a guy, you're meant to be a man.
Right.
And as a woman, you're meant to be feminine. Men are meant to be masculine. Women are meant to be feminine. And you know what? In our world today, they're just trying to blend it together.
Right.
It's like men act like women. Women act like men. It's like, let's have a distinction. And here's the thing. People want to fight against this, but it is by nature. People realize this.
Right.
They know this. I mean, the example I've given before with my kids is my wife had bought a Barbie doll or a little doll for my daughter to play with. And within a couple of days, my son Zeph had torn it apart. Because men like to fight. Men like to wrestle. It's like, you know, my son Zeph, he likes to wrestle and fight me. Even Ezra, you know, being 1 year old, he wants to wrestle and fight. I mean, that's born into men. You see that. And then it's like with the doll, it's like my daughter wants to take care of the doll. You say, why? Because by nature, women have that desire to be a mom. There is a big difference between men and women. And what? Here's the thing. Instead of fighting against that, why don't we all just adopt the natural roles God gave us?
Right.
As a man, I need to act like a man and be a man. As a woman, act like a woman and be feminine.
Amen.
Well, this feminist movement, right? It's just, you know what the feminist movement is? The feminist movement is offensive to women.
Right.
It's trying to say that women have no value unless they act like a man.
Right.
Rather than acting like a woman like God designed them. Like, what kind of world tries to turn everybody into a man? Men and women are different. There's just a huge difference between men and women. And trying to make them the same, this metro society, is garbage. And I'll tell you what, we are not a church that is afraid to offend people by preaching the truth. I'll tell you what, other churches might just say, well, we've got to embrace and accept the LGBT. And eventually you're going to say, let's accept the pedophiles and all these. It's like, no, you know what? We're going to do things God's way and preach the truth.
Amen.
And if that offends you, it is what it is.
Right?
Right? I mean, it's just like the world we live today. You got Baptist churches. They try to act like the non-denominational churches because they want to grow as a church. And yet, you know what? What's foolish about this is you look at this room. It's like we're not struggling for church members. It doesn't matter that 99% of the world might think I'm crazy. You're so old-fashioned. That's a compliment to me, my friend. You think I'm crazy. That's fine. You know what? Because there's plenty of people in this room that love God and serve God and want to obey God and they want to know the truth. Right? This world might be becoming insane, but there are still people that are normal people that just want the truth.
Right.
And you know what? What am I saying in conclusion? Jesus had short hair. That's what I'm saying. Those paintings of Jesus are garbage. I mean, they're offensive. That's not what Jesus looked like, right? You know, I remember one time our son gets in the jeepney and there's like a painting of Jesus and Zeph's like, that's not Jesus. It's like, you're right, son. Right? Or in the tricycle, I should say. Anyways, let's close in a word of prayer.